Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Yes.
Even 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 746 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County pandemic death toll reaches 85. Nearly 98,000 people have been tested in the county. Saliva testing for COVID-19 is now an option in Sedgwick County, but results may be slower. Senate Republicans moving ahead with plan to nominate Supreme Court Justice. They say they have the votes. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline price averages may be coming down just a little bit. The prices are still varied, very much varied out there. So we've got gasoline prices all over the place. But I spotted $1.88 near Pawnee and Meridian. So we've got prices around there. Average does seem to be about $1.93 or $1.94 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Patchy early fog, then mostly cloudy to partly cloudy today with a high of 76 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 56. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 85. Now a cloudy sky, south wind at 6 miles per hour and 64 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted. The Uncle Ben's rice brand is changing its name to Ben's Original. Parent company Mars, Inc. is the latest company to drop a logo criticized as a racial stereotype. Mars said the Ben's Original packaging will hit stores in 2021. Since the 1940s, the rice boxes have featured a white-haired black man, sometimes with a bow tie. Critics have said the image evokes servitude. Global president for Mars Food, Fiona Dawson, says the company is still deciding on an image to accompany the new name. Pressure on brands to retire racial imagery have intensified amid the Black Lives Matter protests over police killings of unarmed American African Americans. Aunt Jemima and Eskimo Pie are among other brands that are retiring racial logos. And as I understand it, the man who really the image was taken from a man in Chicago. I understand he was a maitre d' at a fancy restaurant, the original Uncle Ben. Okay, 7:49. Steve and Ted. Stocks did an about face Tuesday after a down start to the week.
Stocks rallying to session highs in the final hour of trade as tech bounces back and pushes all three major averages to close in the green. Modest gains compared with yesterday's 500-point loss, but the Dow managed to scrape back some losses, finished the day higher by 140 points. The S&P and NASDAQ snapping a four-day losing streak with Amazon shares leading the way on an upgrade at Bernstein. It calls Amazon's recent pullback an attractive entry point for investors. That stock up 5.5% today. Meanwhile, the housing market is booming. Sales of previously owned homes hitting a 14-year high as supply dwindles and prices hit a record median price of $310,000. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis has announced mandatory furloughs of state workers due to pandemic-related budget cuts and warned about a third wave of coronavirus outbreaks if the state's upward trend continues. Colorado apparently is not getting a hand on the situation. The number of days are based on an employee's annual salary with exemptions for those necessary for the COVID-19 response, assisting Canadians in finding jobs and protecting public safety and roads, as well as workers earning $50,000 a year or less. 751 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What's happening with downtown Wichita development? Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the Project Downtown Master Plan, now 10 years old. Has that guide for development in the downtown area been used well? Well, the economic development officials say yes, and one affirmation is winning the Pinnacle Award from the International Downtown Association. They say there's been more than $1 billion of investment in downtown. The number of residential units have doubled, and retail space has grown 39%. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas undergoing an executive reorganization. Trina Mason is now Senior Vice President of Sales and Operations. Holly Graves becomes the new Vice President of Operations and CMS Programs. Also, John Fong is the new Senior Vice President for Provider and Government Affairs. And Angie Strecker is the new Vice President for Provider Relations and Medical Economics. And Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell is telling Congress that struggling small and medium-sized businesses hit by the pandemic may need direct fiscal support rather than loans from the central bank. Powell also sought to defend the Fed from criticism that its crisis measures have failed to help Main Street as much as it's helped financial markets in recent months. Powell says it's up to Congress to offer aid to stricken sectors of the economy. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
$1 billion in investment in the downtown area?
Downtown Wichita over the last 10 years.
That kind of surprises me, but I guess...
Yeah, we had heard that number before, but it's certainly on the record.
That's
now.
A big number. It takes,
sure
takes,
is.
Takes me several years to earn that much.
Right? That's right.
Today is the autumnal equinox. Today's... It's ushering the change of seasons. Today's first full day of autumn, okay? It's observed.
Yesterday was the actual first day, right?
Well, it started at 8 in the morning, so this is the first full day.
Okay? Right, okay.
The sun, this is an annual, annually the sun can be seen directly overhead along the equator. The day marks the end of summer and beginning of fall in the northern hemisphere. There's your science for today, in case you wondered.
There it is.
As I always thought, well, the leaves are going to start changing now, and that's all I cared about.
And football is being played.
Football. That's the main football thing. And the leaves. When
right.
you were a kid, would you ever have a place that you lived where you raked up the leaves into a big pile and then just ran and jumped in them?
Oh, my gosh. We had a big pin oak tree in our front
yard. Oh, did
you?
Yeah.
And then everybody around us had pin oak trees and the wind blowing and everything. So,
yeah
raking was almost a daily thing for me.
Oh, boy.
Put them in a pile and see who could jump the farthest into it.
And there was a time years ago when you would burn them in your yard if you wanted to.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore.
Not no more. Uh-uh.
Somebody special had a birthday yesterday, and we talked about it on the air. Mahala
right.
Woodward, Ted's mom, had a birthday. Yesterday.
Right.
So I called her up last night. I said, happy birthday, Mahala. What exciting plans do you have this evening? I think I'm okay in telling this. I didn't ask her if I could, but she said, well, since the kids are going to bring over New Way sandwiches to me.
There you go.
And I said,
yeah.
You know what? That ain't bad.
You bet.
It's a great
the
way to
Woodwards
sell it.
The Woodwards are a Wichita tradition, and so is New Way, and so that is
yeah, put them
absolutely
together.
Fitting.
Absolutely, and happy birthday again.
Happy birthday, and we love you, Mahala.
There you go. 7:55. Now, thank you, Bill. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on the Senate's plan to consider a Supreme Court nominee. Jed has sports coming up.
Yeah, we've got the Royals in action, and we'll talk about the Royals and more coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news in the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by our good friends
at Napoleon Appliance Repair. You can call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-4000. 1525 Napoleon Appliance Repair. We'll be talking about plenty in the entertainment world coming up in The Blur.
Plus, we have traffic and weather on the way. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.